On This Industrial Talk, we once again are on site at the 29th annual SMRP conference. And in this conversation, we're talking mobility. We're talking about asset management. We're talking about reliability. We're talking about maintenance and all things in between. So let's get cracking.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
That's right. Another great interview at Industrial Talk. We are broadcasting live from the 29th annual SMRP conference here in St. Louis. Great venue, great people. You need to put this on your bucket list. If you are interested in becoming a reliability professional, a maintenance professional, this is the place to be. So I guarantee you next year will be 30. I can do the math. But it is a great place for learning, education, connecting, collaborating, you name it, it's here. We also like to thank our sponsors, Accurint and Fluke Reliability. So I go out to Fluke Reliability's website, chock full of information, chock full of stuff that makes you a better professional. And I always like reading this: provide maintenance and reliability professionals the data to do the job asset by asset wherever they are. You can't argue with that one bit. And then if I go to Accurint's website, outside of the fact that it is also a good looking website, they've got solutions: real estate, facilities, and asset management. Gain the insights to transform how your organization manages its physical resources. Another statement that you cannot argue with. Both companies, great people, great companies, and wonderful solutions. They make you a better professional, most definitely. All right, hot seat. Here we go. His name is Nick Haas, right? Maintainex is the company. And we're going to talk about, and really this is sort of the semi-first time we're going to talk about it. We're going to be talking a little bit about Industry 4.0 and then some. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Give us a little background, a little bit the who's who of Nick. What's that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm started my career in technology here and currently working on a company called Maintainex. We started this 3 years ago with three of my co-founders, and we've been on a fun run growing the team and trying to make it in this industry and help transform the way that people do work.
Yeah, this Maintainex, it's got a great user interface.
Yeah.
I saw that when I was at your booth, which is pretty cool. Yeah. It's pleasant. And it's agnostic, too. It's agnostic to whatever enterprise system you have.
That's right.
And why was this important to develop a platform like Maintainex?
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of the data that we're not seeing in this industrial digital transformation a lot of what's missing is that end user data, that frontline team data. And when you think about what is that bottleneck that prevents those folks from actually, coming online and participating in this ecosystem, it's that interface is so challenging with a lot of these legacy solutions. That interface is difficult to use, it's clunky, it's cumbersome, it doesn't work well, most importantly, on mobile, which is where these folks work. They're not at a desk all day. So
when you say frontline data, what do you mean by that?
I mean the folks that are actually out turning the wrenches, the folks that are actually, that plant manager and below, that whole org chart is currently working on their state-of-the-art system of record right now is a clipboard, pen and paper. Yeah.
So the way I see it, and it's been clipboard and paper forever, just FYI. And it's interesting to recognize the fact that it does still exist out there. So give me the reason why companies are still using sort of that clipboard approach.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of resistance to technology solutions in this industry for a number of reasons. A lot of the legacy solutions that came forth, during this initial first sprint of the digital transformation are really heavily focused on desktop interfaces.
Yes.
And so, we have these great ERP systems that are really powerful and robust, and they don't have mobile functionality that really works well for those guys in the field. So what happens is these plant managers and these other folks are printing these work orders and printing out the information that they need those frontline workers to work on. And that sort of goes on that clipboard
right.
paper, and then somebody comes back, brings it in, and they type it into their system if they're real go-getters. But Sometimes it just gets lost.
No, there's a term out there called pencil whip.
Yeah.
And they are very apt at pencil whipping.
It's true.
Yeah, and then the data looks like garbage, and then there's no real nothing to mine.
No.
Right? It's a mess.
Yeah. And I talked to several folks here at this conference alone that are telling me their guys don't even print the work orders out. They'll tell them what to do, and they come back, and they just remember, you know, whatever meter readings they think that, you know, they'll verbally articulate that back to their management. And, you know, managers are just like, well, I guess we have to trust that. They didn't write it down. They didn't take a picture. You know,
it's
wild.
And by the way, it's not, is it? So you have this reluctance to embrace some sort of technology. I guarantee you they're having that conversation. We've got an ERP system. We've got it. I'll print this piece of paper out. I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's just the process that they, and change is always difficult. Right. If I came to you and I said, hey, we're really going down this whole digital transformation and this journey, IoT, we're setting out some devices. We want to be able to gain that insights.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to bring it to the floor, the front line. Is that a difficult transition for companies to sort of go through?
I mean, change management is always, you know, there's always some challenges there, no matter whatever you're trying to shift in your organization. And I think a lot of it's mind over matter. There's this resistance to thinking, well, you know, I'm not sure that my folks can use a mobile app or a mobile device, you know, for work. There's an aging workforce. People are afraid that those folks don't necessarily, like, these guys aren't going to understand how to use their iPhone or how to use a tablet. And, you know, the funny thing is, I'll talk to those managers, and I'll say, well, you know, who are you afraid is not going to be able to use this device? And, oh, you know, Jim's 60 years old over there. I'm not sure he's going to get a handle on it. I was like, well, does Jim use Facebook on his phone? Like, oh, I can't get Jim off Facebook. And, you know,
right.
Next thing you know, it kind of helped turn the gears there and say, Jim knows how to use a mobile app just fine.
Huh.
And I think the challenge here is if you put something in front of him before he couldn't figure out how to use, it just wasn't well-designed software.
See, don't assume us old guys don't know how to do that stuff.
Oh, I've seen it happen. I've seen old guys that thought they weren't going to be able to do it flying in no time.
Yes.
It's just mind over matter.
Yeah, because there's that preconceived notion that technology's hard, and it's not.
It's not.
If I can do this whole podcast thing and hook up all this stuff, companies recognize there's a bigger market if I can make my product simple.
Absolutely.
If I make it complex, nobody's going to use it.
Absolutely.
And I go out of business. So, you know, do away with that thinking.
Yeah.
Do away with that.
And the other misconception is that simplicity is, you know, leads to lack of depth or lack of functionality.
No.
And the real secret is you just make it so that the folks who need that functionality and that depth, they have the ability to access it. And the folks that don't, you make their workflow and their stream, you know, their experience very simplified.
Yes. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
And then
you get the data that is truly valuable, right?
Yeah.
And you build on it, and you're not just getting dirty data just for the sake of pencil whipping.
Right.
That's good. So, with that said,
sure.
So you got this mobile product.
What type of
tablet do you use out there in the field?
Well, you know, we work on any Android or iOS device, so we're pretty agnostic as far as, you know, what we recommend. A lot of our customers use, you know, iPad tablets. Other folks use Android tablets. It works really well.
Are they durable? In some cases, are they durable enough?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's also special cases you can purchase.
There you go.
We got a lot of customers that have those.
So when Maintainx, somebody says, "Pring, call in Maintainx," right?
Yeah.
I'm interested in your solutions. Do you guys go out on site and help them?
We offer that, you know.
You offer that ability.
Reality is, you know, a lot of them still say, can you come on site and do training? There's no chance our guys are going to figure this out without it. And we often tell them, say, take two weeks, press go on this thing, launch to your team. And if after 2 weeks they can't figure it out, we'll be there. We're happy to show up and help do the on-site training. And the reality is, once they actually start getting into it and they see what it's all about, they don't need training. Our product is so intuitive, and that's by design. It's intentionally. We wanted to make it so simple for anybody to pick up and start using, because if we did need training, that's gonna slow adoption across the board.
Yeah. With that said, it has to. The solution has to, just like any other IoT device or whatever that collection of data, and it's really sort of a more sophisticated collection of data solution.
Yeah.
You have to have an API. You have to have
Absolutely.
The ability to They're not going to, if they have an enterprise system, right, that's their enterprise system. Yeah. They're going to, you know, die on that hill, and rightly so.
Yeah.
With that same strategy, do you help them connect? And
absolutely, yeah. So we tell folks, you know, it's hard to get someone to rip out SAP. You know, we aren't.
Yeah, you're
Maximo.
Not going to. Nope.
It's not. It's not a conversation that we even try to start and entertain. We, you know, we can work as a standalone there, and a lot of that CMMS functionality. But the reality is, what we tell people is this is the human and interface layer that you can put on top of that.
Yeah.
We'll plug and play. All the APIs will connect exactly as you need them to, so that data can go. You know, we can have a bidirectional sync. And this is the interface that you actually use to get that data down from your SAP system into workforce's hands, frontline's hands. And our system is what gets that data from the frontlines into that ERP system for the first time.
Okay. So we do that. We've got an enterprise system. We've got a mobile solution out in the field. We're starting. And you leave it up to the companies to determine the use of that mobile solution. Is that correct? Or do you provide some sort of, hey, here's some best practice solutions?
Right. You know, I think a lot of times it's with an endeavor like this, it's oftentimes to get them to walk or to crawl,
right,
walk, and then run first. And so some organizations are just setting up preventive maintenance routines for the first time. This is, your mind.
It's like 29th annual SMRP conference. 29.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be 30. Yeah.
And so, you know, that sometimes is the first quick win we can help them take off their plate. For other organizations that have been doing that, you know, the answer may be we're gonna help, start putting in predictive insights on that with some of our, the ability that we have with our insight, or excuse me, our business intelligence and reporting dashboards that are going to make that easier for you to access that information in real time. A lot of the time there's lag time on the data that you get with some of those reports. Some of the other components of our software that we like to pick up and help people out with is standard operating procedures and continuous improvement. And those are two areas that are really hard to do. You know, you can't really have continuous improvement if you're not measuring things and you're not measuring the productivity and the efficiency of your workforce. So that's a big area of interest for folks that are a little bit more advanced, as well as we can put those continuous improvement mechanisms in place that allow you to not only measure what's going on, but then look at the big picture, figure out how you can make things better, and then push changes across your organization with the click of one, basically the click of one button to make sure to put those improvements into place.
Okay, so it's all good. I'm getting everything that I need to get.
Yeah.
What is sort of the, let's say, the financial benefits of a solution such as MaintainX?
Oh, I mean, unplanned downtime. How about that going down? We have customers who have very sophisticated ERP systems. They thought they were doing a great job, at face value there, and they've already have a decrease in 30% after a year using MaintainX and unplanned downtime.
Why is that? It's just because of visibility?
Some visibility there. There's
some proactive notifications on, hey, we got a problem here.
It's that speed to, that speed to action.
Identify a problem, speed to action, and effect change, whatever
exactly
that is.
Yeah, and so, if an asset goes down, how's that workflow work at your operations? Is it, I get on my walkie-talkie, radio, call somebody. He's got to come over from wherever and then, evaluate the situation. Maybe go back to the back office, grab a part. Maybe he's got to go find the manual. Maybe he's got to, there's so many steps involved that are in this analog process that eat time away. And when you're thinking about ROI, every minute that guy's hunting for information that could be at his fingertips is money saved if you're using a system like MaintainX.
So that's where it is, because you're absolutely right. Let's say the as-is process today is like, identify a problem has been identified. I've got to go find out what the problem is,
right,
and then I got to go here and I got to get this, the PNIDs, whatever it might be,
right,
and then be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And time is ticking with that asset being down.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, with having work instructions on hand as you're doing your operations, regardless of how long you've been working in this, in the role that you're in, having those work instructions on hand can make sure that people are doing the job right the first time, and that you don't encounter a breakdown because somebody, or a safety issue, because somebody, missed a step that,
Can you take existing work instructions and upload that?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, we've got a phenomenal implementation team that makes that. You know, we get any organization we can get up and running in less than 3 weeks. It's people have this. You know, if you think about going in and adopting a large ERP system, you know that can be a multi-year endeavor. And then
it never stops.
You may never live to see the end of that deployment. And you know, we're in and out real quick as far as that implementation time. And so the time to value with using something like this is really important to us. We want to make sure that you can get your team up and running and see results right away.
I like that.
And that's the way it should be. You know,
it has to be. And it's easy. It has to be easy. Information on hand. That's the way we roll today with our phones, right?
Right.
If I have a question, I just zip. There it is.
Yeah.
Done. Got it.
Right.
We don't have to go to the library.
We love instant gratification, you know?
It is being burned into our DNA.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with Amazon, and they have set an expectation so high that I'm going to get my package in a couple of hours, right?
Yeah.
And when it's not there, it's 3 hours. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. What is going on, right? And it's establishing that expectation, but it is what it is.
It is. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're conditioned to. And we like that business, you know, we want that enterprise, you know, software experience to mirror what your expectations are on the consumer side. And we don't think that's an unrealistic ask.
No, it isn't. And so do you have a document management system too?
Absolutely. Sort of? Yeah. So think of it as a knowledge base as well. So as you're bringing people in, you know, as folks are aging out of the workforce or retiring or switching jobs, a lot today that information goes out the door with them. You know,
it does,
and
God,
and that's a huge
whole other problem.
It's growing, yeah. And
we need young people like you.
Yeah, well, we need young people to get, you know, and young people are coming into these roles. And what's happening is these young people are like, why are we using these old tools? Why can't we have good software?
I don't know, man. I'm just telling you. I like all
that. They're helping drive that change.
I'm telling you, man. I love that change. I really do. I'll always gravitate towards people who are just trying to push the envelope through innovation and how it helps people succeed. And
exactly.
I love that. Yeah. All right, how do people get a hold of you, Matt?
They can find us at, they can find me at www.getmaintainx.com.
That's a get.
Get, G-E-T.
Yeah,
maintainx.com.
That'd be the easiest way?
It's the best way.
All right.
Scott.
You were wonderful. Thank you very much for being on Industrial Talk.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, listeners. Once again, we're broadcasting from the 29th Annual SMRP Conference. It's a great venue in St. Louis. Put that on your bucket list. Important. You get to meet people like Matt, which is a great conversation. You will not be disappointed. Also, thank you to the sponsors of Accurint as well as Fluke Reliability. Thank you very much. Go out to their website as well. Find out more. They've got great solutions, great information. And once again, they're great people. Just like everybody in maintenance and reliability, I've never come across anybody that's sort of, nope, never have. Nope.
It's a great group.
I'm thinking, but it is. It's a great group. Yeah. All right. We're going to wrap it up on the other side, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, a hearty thank you to Nick for saying yes at the 29th Annual SMRP Conference to be on Industrial Talk, sharing his insights, sharing the technology that is at MaintainX. Absolutely wonderful event. Put that on your bucket list. That is SMRP, 30th Annual next year. Well, this year, quite frankly. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, how do I get a hold of Nick? You find his interview out on industrialtalk.com. You'll have all the contact information. I guarantee you can definitely find his stat card out on LinkedIn. You will not be disappointed. Anything they're doing, I mean, they're just super focused on keeping that asset up and running and doing it in a way that makes sense. All right. Be bold, be brave, dare great. You know I say that all the time. Hang out with people who are bold, brave, and daring greatly, and you're going to change the world. There are many of those within industry, like Nick. So do that. Put that on your 2022 bucket list. All right, we're going to have another great interview right around the corner, so stay tuned.